With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has met with New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani at the White House today. Mamdani says they discussed ways of working together despite past differences.
What I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
While President Trump says he's rooting for Mamdani.
The better he does, the happier I am, I will say. There's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York.
The U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan aimed at ending the war in Ukraine that calls for major concessions from Kyiv. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports on other points from the latest proposal.
Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. Ben Thomas, Washington.
European diplomats insist they and Ukraine must be consulted. And a Ukrainian representative to the United Nations says her country will cede no land to Russia as a condition of peace. Gunmen attacked a Catholic school in Nigeria, abducting more than 200 school children and 12 teachers. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 493 points, the Nasdaq rose 195, the S&P advanced 64. This is SRN News. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
It comes from the Pew Research Center and finds that, as you might have suspected, the South is the most religious region in the country, by a lot. 26% of people who describe themselves as Christians in this country live in the southeastern part of the U.S. Only 10% of such people live in the Northeast, 13% in the Midwest, and 13% in the Far West. The poll also reports that of the Christians who live in the South, most are Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Feminists claim Christianity keeps women down, but that assertion flies in the face of the current situation in this country. Outspoken women within the ranks of conservative evangelicalism are engaging in ongoing political and social debates. In a Dallas suburb, more than 6,500 conservative Christian women attended a conference organized by Ali Beth Stuckey. This is SRN News. Brazil is cheering President Trump's decision to cut tariffs on imported coffee, Bob Agnew reports.
On Thursday, the president lifted the 40% tariffs on goods like coffee, fruit, and beef to lower consumer costs. Now Brazil's vice president, who also serves as the country's trade minister, says it marks significant progress. Brazil's Coffee Exporters Council celebrated the move, calling it an historic victory. Brazil remains a key supplier of beef and coffee to the United States. Bob Agnew reports.
The U.S. government has released a new crash test dummy design that advocates believe will help make cars safer for women. The Transportation Department says it will consider using the dummy in the government's five-star safety ratings once a final rule is adopted. Women are 73% more likely than men to be injured in a head-on crash. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.